Good morning. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and virtually by Commissioner Julie Fedorchek. Before anything else, I would ask that you stand with me and pledge allegiance. And if you're in the meeting virtually, I would ask that you shut off the mic because the echo just kind of messes it up for everybody, really.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The only opening comments that I have is I really want to thank staff, multiple staff people. We don't have a lot of things on the agenda, but there are complicated things. And in order to get some of, as we've long had a expressed desire among the commissioners, with a commissioner leaving at the end of the year here, to get as much done on things that she had worked on and these complex cases as possible without hurrying so much that they're not done to the standards that this commission has held ourselves to for many, many decades. And so staff has really worked hard to get some of these orders done on time. And so here we are. I want to wish everybody a happy new year when that time comes. And I also want to say that I'm going to reserve and have some closing comments at the end here with it being Commissioner Fedorchek's last day. I would actually like to close out with a couple things. And so both of you are welcome to do the same as well. But that concludes my opening comments, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is kind of a rarity to be on a special commission meeting on a Monday morning. So I'm going to echo the same comments. I know staff has put in a lot of work for this meeting, and I appreciate the extra efforts. So kudos to the staff. I know Jonathan's in the room. Jonathan, you have done a lot of work. I'm just going to pause. The nation received some news yesterday on President Jimmy Carter's passing, and 100 years old, longest president to, you know, live that long. But I reflect on him, of his servant heart, and the number of years his humanitarian efforts. So I think that's something for us all to aspire to. His servant leadership and his service to so many, just job well done, good and faithful servant. So I rest in peace, President Carter.
Commissioner Fedorchek.
Thank you, Randy and Sherry. Good to be participating in my final meeting. I'm now getting established in D.C., out here with my family, trying to get an apartment put together, and so I can hit the ground running for North Dakota in this new role starting on Friday. So I really appreciate the flexibility to be able to participate in this virtually and all the work that the staff did to get this materials ready and everything for this meeting. I think everyone did a great job, especially given that it was during the holidays. And I wish that we could have finished up even a couple more items, but I'm glad to get these things done and leave the slate as clean as possible. And I'll save a few parting remarks for the very end. Thank you.
Yeah, it actually did kind of work well because some of our staff people, I think, saved a lot of money by not being able to spend time on their weekend. They were in here working on orders and such, so probably saved them some money. So, we have just one item on the regular consent agenda. I move approval of that along with the previous minutes, meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Pamela? Can you grab something off the copier for me? It should be 2 pages. This is what happens when we hurry.
But thank you. A recovery. Yes. Touchdown.
Okay, so I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, Revision 13 and Renewal 2, Permit NACC-1302, Application Case Number RC-24-244, and Case Number RC-24-245.
Second.
On October 18th of this year, Coyote Creek filed applications for revision and renewal, that's the two cases, for its Coyote Creek mine located south of Zap in Mercer County. The revision identifies the next 5-year coal removal subarea and updates the mining and reclamation plans prior to permit approval. The renewal will allow Coyote Creek to continue to engage in surface coal mining and reclamation operations until October 22nd of 2029. It's a 5-year renewal. The revision and renewal applications were deemed complete on June 27th. A couple weeks later, on July 11th, we issued a notice of receipt of renewal and revision applications, informing the public that written comments, objections, or requests for an informal conference must be filed with us by August 26th. On August 26th, Casey and Julie Voigt filed written comments on the application but did not request an informal conference. The Voigts expressed concerns about reference areas, a relocated road, the testing depth for sampling graded spoil, and public participation, and the acres released from bond in North Dakota generally. On October 9th, we conditionally approved the revision and approved the renewal. The approvals were subject to the right of any person with an interest who is or may be adversely affected to request a hearing on that decision. On November 15th, we received a request for a formal hearing from the Voigts. The Voigts' request stated, and I quote here, issues to be raised at the formal hearing include reclamation practices, testing and sampling practices, and reclamation success, as well as general review of that permit and concerns of the landowners hosting this mine on their property, unquote. The formal hearing was held on December 13th, as scheduled. The Voigts, Coyote Creek Mining Company, and the commission staff testified at the hearing. This order affirms the commission's earlier decision to approve Revision 13 and Renewal 2 to permit NACC-1302.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And my other motion, I move the commission approve revision 44 to surface coal mining permit NAFK-8405 held by Falkirk Mining Company to the Falkirk Mine to revise the mining plans for the north half of Section 1 and the northwest quarter of Section 3 and add mining plans for a pit cessation in the south half of Section 2, Township 146 North, Range 82 West, and update other operation and reclamation plans as provided in Revision 44 and Falkirk Mining Company, Revision 44, Permit NAFK-8405, Application, Case Number RC-24-261.
Second.
So on July 2nd of this year, Falkirk filed the application for this revision 44 due to the delay in leasing federal coal. Story we've heard before. Mining and a sad story, I would add. Mining and reclamation operations will be delayed until the federal coal is leased and the federal mine plan is approved. The revision also updates the introductory legal financial compliance, surface and coal ownership information, surface water hydrology and management operation plans, transportation facilities, and reclamation plans and schedules. The reclamation bond and cost section has also been updated. Revision 44 was deemed a significant revision to the permit and was subject to the public notice requirements. Falkirk submitted affidavits of publication showing that the newspaper notice was in fact published in the McLean County Independent and the Bismarck Tribune for four consecutive weeks as required. We notified the appropriate agencies and the permit area landowners of the application, and we received no objections or requests for an informal conference on this application. The revision updated the worst-case reclamation cost estimate for the consolidated bond area at Falkirk. The estimate submitted with Revision 44 proposed a minimum bond amount of over $113 million. Falkirk's current bond instruments for the consolidated bond area total almost $115 million, so the Reclamation Division has obviously determined that this amount is sufficient. They have completed their review of the revision application and recommend that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio. I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the finding of facts, conclusion of law, and order in Otter Tail Power Company 2023 electric rate increase application case number PU-23-342.
Second.
Thank you. Just to give some preference before this, their last electrical case Otter Tail filed was case PU-17-398. So that was 6 years ago. Their main drivers for this electrical rate case was interest rates, inflation increase, and aggregate cost increases. So with this case, on November 2nd, Otter Tail filed with the commission an application for an increase in rates. The requested rate increase of 17.358 million or an 8.43% retail revenue increase. On November 2nd, Otter Tail filed an alternative petition for interim rates, requesting an interim rate increase of 14.2 million or 6.3%. On November 29th, the commission suspended Otter Tail's rates and tariff. On December 13th, the commission approved Otter Tail's proposed interim rates to be effective for service rendered on or after January 1st, 2024. On the 17th of June, Otter Tail filed a letter advising the commission of its intention to file an amendment to its rate increase application by July 3rd. On July 3rd, the commission did receive the amended application, and its rate increase of $22.462 million or a 10.9% retail revenue increase. Two interveners were involved in this case, Applied Digital and also Midwest Large Energy Consumers were granted intervene permission. Rebuttal testimony, direct testimony, and rebuttal testimony were received. And then on December 11th, Otter Tail, the interveners, and advocacy staff filed with the commission a settlement agreement reflecting the parties' negotiated agreement on the revenue requirement, class cost of service study, revenue apportionment, and right design. We had a hearing scheduled for the whole week, but we finished it up in one day due to the settlement agreement, so we did meet on December 16th. So the settlement agreement and the finding of facts are as such. The settlement agreement provides for Otter Tail's 2024 base rate to be set at $701.7 million, but which includes the following adjustments. Otter Tail's unused North Dakota investment tax credits will be tracked and offset as they are used in the renewable resource cost recovery rider. Otter Tail short-term construction work plan in progress will be excluded from the rate base. The settlement agreement proposes an overall test year revenue increase for retail customers of $13.1 million or 6.18%. This agreement amount represented a negotiated decrease of $8.4 million from the original $21.5 million increase sought. The reductions, I'll go through some of them. If you want a complete list, we can give you that. But some of the reductions that represent the $8.4 million, I'll just touch on a few. Elimination of long-term incentive compensation costs of about $1.2 million. Removal of 50% of the key performance plan financial award, people leaders, management plan, and presidential plan costs of about $450,000. Elimination of non-employee director restricted stock costs of $262 million. Amortization of the cost of the rate case over 5 years rather than 3 years with a tracker. That was about $143,000. Adjustment to the construction work in progress of about $77,000, and the reduction of return on equity, ROE, by 50 basis points, which was about $2.4 million. The settlement agreement provides that Otter Tail's actual capital structure of 53.5% common equity, 43.52% long-term debt, and 2.98% short-term debt is reasonable and appropriate. The settlement agreement provides for over-earnings sharing, whereby 70% of actual earnings in excess of a 10.2% rate of return will be returned to customers, with Otter Tail retaining the remaining 30%. The settlement agreement proposes base customer charges as follows. Residential, their present customer charge is $14. The settlement customer charge will go to $17. Another example is farm. The present is 17.40 cents, and the settlement will move to 22. The settlement agreement will result in an increase of $8.43 per month to the average residential customer using 875 kilowatts per hour. The commission finds that the settlement agreement will result in just and reasonable rates with undue discrimination. I want to thank the parties that they came to a mutual settlement agreement, and having reviewed the settlement agreement along with the formal hearing, I support this order of Otter Tail's 2023 electric rate increase.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company Deferred Accounting Prairie Island Indian Community Application Case Number PU-24-378.
Second.
On December 3rd, NSP filed an application for deferred accounting treatment for its settlement agreement with Prairie Island Indian Community. The issue to be considered in this proceeding is whether the commission should grant deferred accounting treatment for the cost of the settlement agreement with Prairie Island. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 13th, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Electric Service Agreement, Dakota Prairie Refinery, approval case number PU-24-379.
Second.
On December 5th, MDU filed an application for approval of their ESA agreement with Dakota Prairie Refinery. The issue to be considered in this proceeding is whether the electric service agreement is just and reasonable and should be approved. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 10th, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Electric Service Agreement Tesoro Refinery Amend Approval Case Number PU-24-380.
Second.
On December 5th, MDU filed an application for approval for Amendment Number 3 Electric Service Agreement between Tesoro Refinery and Marketing Company LLC Tesoro and MDU. The issue to be considered in this proceeding is whether the Amendment Number 3 of the ESA is just and reasonable and should be approved. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest of the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by December 10th, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Okay. And Commissioner Fedorchak, did you have any new items to add?
Wait.
I do not.
And signing? And will you be having Stacy sign for you?
I will, if she's in the office today.
She's here.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacy.
Okay. And on our admin calendar, because it's a special meeting, we can't add discussion items. We just have one thing on consent. If nobody has any scheduling things that end up taking a bunch of everybody's time, if there's not objection, I'll just go ahead and do the admin calendar agenda item right away, too.
Sounds good.
No scheduling. Okay. I move approval of the one item on the consent calendar in the admin meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. The only announcement that I have is that our next meeting, we've completed our planned calendar for 2025. So our next regular scheduled meeting is Wednesday, January 8th at 10 o'clock. With that, we will stand in recess and take some questions from the press.